84-ish. Wagner knew somebody in the public image organization, and they were auditioning for trying to put a new version together, and got me an audition with those guys, and went out, and super exciting. Like, here's Johnny Rotten sitting there, going, "Dave from Detroit, play some guitar." And did the audition, felt like, that wasn't a disaster. And they bagged the whole thing. They ended up not doing the tour that was supposed to happen. And then at some point, they hired some other, this kind of bunch of kids, and, I think they toured Japan and whatever, but, that didn't go so great. And then the next thing, they put out that generic record with Ginger Baker and Steve Vai, and I didn't feel so bad about getting turned down, getting beaten by Steve Vai. I mean, shit, So, did that and just stayed in L.A. for the next 7-8 years and put together Sandy Duncan's Eye out there and did that. It's a pretty amusing name. And, lyrically, a lot of our stuff, it was, the theme was that kind of dirt behind the daydream, the ugliness that lurks behind the mass culture we consume, blah, 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 so there was some thought behind it, but basically we were just sitting around pounding burgies and thought it was funny, and actually, the singer of that band, Roberto, was working in post-production, for network TV shows, and worked on The Hogan Family, which was Sandy Duncan's show. And there are pictures of him and Campbell with Sandy Duncan at a rap party for for that. I think she might have even been aware of that there was this band and was not a dick about it.